Hello, how's you doing this evening? This is David. Tarot is out of six. He has some kind of lung disease, which gets back to your mesothelioma, something like that. You'll get it. Okay, all's well tonight, this evening's good. It's Wednesday night, hump days. Chumps days, whatever yours are, whatever yours is, like to do, it's the middle of weeks, and we're moving, cruising right through to Thursdays. Okay. Hey, how y'all doing this evening?
Excuse me. Sorry. I had to get my man voice back. This is Gasalt Gertrude. I'm here again. Y'all may not have heard me yet, but otherwise known as the greatest American that ever walked the face of the earth. I am filled with bravery and courage throughout my body, my blood, my cells. They are bravery and courage. My mind is also made of bravery, and my heart is made of courage. Thank you. Anyway, we're going to be talking some racing. We're going to be talking some, we're going to be talking about some recent happenings in the news, some occurrences. I want y'all to stick alongside me in this adventure. If not, then you can just go right to hell, because I don't think you think you got a closed mind to begin with. Listen now, I'm going to tell you. Dale Earnhardt Jr. is besides me, is the greatest American that ever walked the face of the planet. We're going to talk a little about spirituality here, how I worship Dale Earnhardt Jr. and also the sun. These are the two things I worship, so I want y'all to be mindful of that. You know, just respect me as much as I respect y'all, and everything's going to be just goddamn fine. All right? Thank you now. Let's get fired up this evening tonight. All right? Let's get a little heat going. Hey, all right. All right. How y'all feeling out there? Good. I know you're listening. All right, Gertrude Gestalt is a man of honor and patriotism. And let me tell you why. Because, well, I got a lot of reasons why. We ain't going to talk about me right now. I got a guest on the show. His name, well, I'm going to leave his name disclosed. He may not want to put himself out there associated with my name. It may be that kind of show, but hell, who knows? But it may, he's a good damn good friend. What's your address?
This would be Mr.
Mr. what?
Just Mr.
Wait, we got Mr. Vans. Vans Hoodie. Vans Hoodie is a good man. He's from Nectar, Alabama.
Redken
Nectar, or Rat Piss, or Rat City, whatever you want to call it. By God. Let me tell you, he's got a beautiful lady at home. He lives things in the basement.
She's not the prettiest. There are prettier.
Goddamn, hey, well, I'm not going to say that about his lady. But
hey, whatever you want, man.
Man, I put it in her butt. Boy, I tell you what, I definitely put it in her butt.
Well, that makes one of you.
Yeah. Well, hell.
Go ahead.
These women, if they got a little junk in the trunk, they need a good old-fashioned American loving from a man who's just going to fill them up with, you guessed it,
pure lead.
Bravery and courage. Or lead. And lead. That's a good adjunct.
I'd rather fill her up with lead.
Damn, son.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a fucking... Well, we're not suggesting you kill your wife here, but...
But if you do, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. You could definitely, I got a couple of trucks in the back if you need a place, you know, to go dispose of the body or anything. But, nah, we ain't talking about that no more. By God. Well, fuck all y'all. Good night.
Hey, how y'all doing this evening? This is Sergeant McEnroe's. I'm here. I am Snake Patrol. I was looking for a job one day, and my brother came up to me and said, "Where's your problem? You almost got bit with Snake." And the day before, I saved my neighbor. He was on crutches. and there was a snake in front of the yard, and
there's a cop over there.
And anyways, so the snake was trying to attack him. And I went to go across the street, full speed, when got a hoe and killed the snake. Just went snake patrol from. So I decided, for full time, after my brother told me, every day that I need to get a job, it came to me. I will be watch neighborhood for snakes of all different kinds. And because Lieutenant Davenport said that it's a great migration of, he said, great migration of snakes coming down when it gets cold outside. So I watch for snakes and we make our snake patrol. That's what I do. I stand watch at my door and look out for snakes. I chase the snakes. Whatever the snake may be, I make sure Sergeant McIntyre wants to make sure that you're okay and we don't get paid, but it's okay. The job is fulfilling to me because I get to help people in case a snake. And I am there on guard all the time, 24/7, watching for snakes coming from the Great Migration. So, I just wanted to let you know that I will be recording live of my adventures. We will be coming to you live and telling you now, letting you know what kind of snakes we catch, how we killed the snakes, and the people we saved in the process. So we thank you, and I look forward to Snake Patrol. The people who save yourself from the big mean snakes, thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.